dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of Avery and the home of the brave?
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm excited about the guy I have on the line right now. It took a little extra work, but I really wanted to have Stephen, the Cancer Crusher Davidson, on the show today with me. He is actually a motivational speaker, and we're going to see how good of a speaker he is here on the show today. But Stephen has been fighting pre-B cell ALL leukemia since August 2017, and he's an advocate and speaker for Make-A-Wish, which he's an ambassador, a lowrider role model, and he is part of Team Lily as well, and he is an advocate for cancer for young people, for children, and they call him Stephen the Cancer Crusher. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
Man, it is a pleasure to have you, and the first thing I saw about you, Stephen, was that you are a young chef. Tell me about your interest in cooking.
I find cooking very interesting and relaxing. I find it as a stress reliever, and also I just love being in the kitchen.
Did you have somebody in your family who was already cooking and you just watched them and said, I want to give that a shot?
Yeah, that was my mother.
Nice. And we're talking about Wendy, your mom, Wendy.
She is an amazing cook.
So that makes you a good cook, right?
Yep.
So you'll be amazing before too long. I've watched your videos, and I'm really impressed with you. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, too, today, was to talk about these videos and how you're showing people some of the skills that you have picked up, obviously, from your mom. But cooking really takes on a mind of its own. When you start cooking, you can throw things in there. You can add this, add that. I'm the kind of guy who I typically don't start with a recipe. I just put things together. Are you a recipe guy?
No.
So you like to throw stuff in, too?
Yeah.
What is your favorite dish to cook, Stephen?
My favorite dish to cook would be chicken parmesan.
Oh, nice. And we're talking about your Instagram page, which is Stephen the Cancer Crusher, and that's Stephen spelled S-T-E-V-E-N, spelled out The Cancer Crusher. I know that you have had the cancer experience since 2017. Talk a little bit about what your experience has been as you have made the cancer journey as a young fella.
At the beginning, it was very hard to deal with and cope with, and also the chemo treatment was very hard to go through. It made me nauseous, like I did not eat at all, unless if it was like something my mom cooked. And yeah, mostly chicken broth. And one day during that, I went into respiratory distress. And well, let me tell you, that wasn't very pleasant. I had many problems with the chemo.
And I know that a lot of children do. It has an adverse effect. And as you talk about losing your taste, it does come right back into cooking and how important that is to you, because I know that a lot of young people that I've talked to have lost their sense of taste, and the flavors that they normally would taste, they lose that through chemo.
Yes, that is actually very true.
Did you start cooking to try to get your taste buds back? Was that something that you thought about, was how can I get this, the flavors back in my mouth where I can taste them?
Why I started cooking is because, well, yes, I kind of wanted to get some flavor back into my mouth. My mom had to put extra seasoning into the dishes. My mom cooked 20 times a day so I could eat, because most of the times I could not eat what she could cook, because, well, the chemo, sometimes it could have a huge effect on your taste buds, and sometimes it could have a little effect.
Do you have your taste buds back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
And I am glad.
You're an ambassador for Make-A-Wish. Where did you get connected with Make-A-Wish? Did you have a wish that was granted through them?
Yes, I did.
And when did they ask you to be an ambassador for them? Was it after that?
Yes, it was. It was like 5 months after I had my wish.
And that was something you really believed in, isn't it?
Yes. I really believe in Make-A-Wish. They really make a difference to the cancer society and any society that is coping with deadly or very bad illnesses.
Tell me about this lowrider role model role that you took.
Lowrider role model, I took that because, well, when I was little, my dad used to own a Chevrolet. We call it a mom. It was black and it had a tan interior, and I just loved doing that. One day I got connected to it again, and I loved it so much, and the lowrider role models saw my love for it. And also, they said how inspirational I am. They invited me to be on there. And I was so happy. I almost started crying, actually.
Oh, man.
And a lot of people said I inspired them because I was going through a tough treatment and helping others.
Speaking of inspiring people, tell me about Team Lily that you're part of.
Team Lily is wonderful. The founder, Trish, she is just an amazing person, and her daughter, Lily, she is very, very nice. Oh, and speaking about Lily, she is now 7 years cancer-free.
I'm guessing that when you find people who are going through a similar experience, you want to help them, don't you?
Yes, I really would like to help them, and that's what Team Lily does. They help kids worldwide, actually.
I'm going to take a quick break, Stephen, and we're going to have a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk about a special day that's coming up for you. And I want to talk about how people can connect with you and find out more about you as a motivational speaker, somebody who can encourage their young person that may be going through the same thing as you did with your cancer battle. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Folks, we're talking to Stephen, the cancer crusher Davidson. He's on the line with us right now, and we're going to talk about a special day that's coming up for him, and we're also going to talk about how you can connect with Stephen. This guy is a chef. I've watched his videos. He's an incredible cook. It's inspiring to me to watch a young person that wants to teach others to cook, to find ways to motivate them, because we all need a little encouragement right now. And Stephen is one of those guys that's helping others to find that encouragement. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
Smiles, a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nandn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nandn205@gmail.com. Lulu's lip balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's lip balm. It's the bomb.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking to Stephen the Cancer Crusher Davidson. He is on the line with us now. He is a chef, and he learned to cook from his mom. He said she is an amazing cook, and Stephen is so involved trying to help others and encourage others because of the cancer battle that he faced fighting pre-B cell ALL leukemia since August 2017. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stephen.
Thank you again for having me here.
We've talked about this special day that's coming up, your birthday, August the 2nd, right?
Yes, that is correct.
How old will you be, Stephen?
I will be 13 years old.
Are you excited about being a year closer to driving?
Yes, I am, actually.
I remember when I was 13, I kind of marked the days when, in here in Alabama, you got your permit, your learner's permit, when you were 15. So I knew exactly when I was going to get my permit. But I remember at 13 thinking, man, I can't wait to drive a car.
Actually, one of the things I really want to do is drive a 67 Impala. Actually, we already got a 67 Impala, and whenever I get my driver's permit, my dad is going to let me drive it.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
It is really great. The car looks amazing, actually.
That's awesome. I love your love of cars. You talked about the lowrider truck. I know you're interested in cars and trucks now. That's one thing I know about you.
Yes, I am really interested in that, and also motorcycles. My favorite type of motorcycle has to be a Road King or a Road Glider.
Man, you got a great life ahead of you.
Thank you.
I hope your 13th birthday is the best ever, man.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Tell me about this being a motivational speaker. Where have you had an opportunity to speak?
Well, I had an opportunity to speak at car shows, actually three car shows, blood drives, toy drives, and also community outdoor events. That's the other.
And now the Mark White Show.
Oh, yeah, now the Mark White.
Well, if you were given a motivational speech and you were trying to encourage a young person right now, somebody's listening and they need encouragement, they're facing a cancer battle themselves, what do you tell them, Stephen?
That you are very strong and to not give up no matter what. Another thing that I would have to say is to take it one day at a time and to just have faith, even though it might be a tough road or a long journey. There's a reward waiting for them at the end.
Stephen, I appreciate the fact that you joined me here today, and I believe your mom is close by.
Hi.
Wendy, what an amazing kid you have.
Thank you.
He likes a little bit of everything, doesn't he?
He's an old soul, definitely.
I like it. Well, I've got a 1950 GMC in the driveway out here at my house. I'm the fourth generation owner of an old pickup that my great-great-uncle bought brand new in Texas. I love old vehicles as well, and I like his passion. I like his desire to help and encourage other people.
Thank you. Yeah, that's pretty much helped him get through his journey and helping other people. And, you know, when you're in the hospital and you're isolated and you see everybody out there having fun and you're just kind of like, well, what am I going to do? Tell him we can either sit here and feel sorry for ourselves or we can do something. So what do you want to do? And that's when we started reading and learning how blood was important. And that's why he started doing blood drives and fundraisers. So whatever we could do and coordinate from the hospital, that's what we did. And we honestly didn't think it was going to be the way it turned out and so successful that we just thought, you know what, we're just going to keep on pushing. This is our life, and we can either be proactive and make the best out of it, or we can sit and sulk and just be miserable. And we, you know, I try and teach him how to think, because our mind is so powerful, and the way we think is going to determine our life and how we're going to be during the day. And I didn't want to see him sad all the time, so it was hard, but you know, it's worked out to where he can help other people and also heal. It's a healing process for him. It's therapy.
Absolutely. Physically, how is Steven doing right now?
Right now, he's okay. He did have some problems from the steroids and the chemo. He did develop something called osteonecrosis, and they had to stop one of the steroid treatments because he had it in his bones, in his lower extremities. But he gets MRIs every 6 months just to kind of see how that's going. He's still in treatment. He takes chemo every day in the form of pills at home. And then once a month, he goes to the oncology center and he gets his monthly infusions. And then he gets his spinal taps, his lumbar puncture, which is basically chemo through the spine. So we do that once a month.
Well, you had a high praise from him when it comes to your cooking. He said you were an amazing cook.
I guess.
Do we have to go a generation back to how you learned to cook?
Well, I learned to cook. My dad was a cook in the Army. And then I learned from my mom and my grandmother. They're of Spanish descent. And just watching my aunts and uncles. And, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you order something and they kind of make it halfway how you like it and you don't. So I just decided to recreate those dishes at home and put my twist on it. And then I don't really go by recipes. I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I just watch a lot of shows. We watch shows nightly. Our ritual is like, we watch Binging with Babish. So we watch a lot of cooking shows together and we think, oh, what are we going to do? But right now, mostly it's just food, because when he was first diagnosed, he couldn't eat. He lost about 30 pounds. He almost had to get a feeding tube. So I was basically in the kitchen 24/7 trying to find ways, things that he would like to eat. And
wow.
Eventually, so his taste buds go, after he has his infusions, he has a weird taste for a couple weeks, but it goes away and it comes back. So it's not like in the beginning where he couldn't really eat at all.
You know, that's what people don't see, Wendy, is mom in the kitchen 24/7 trying to find something for her son or daughter to eat, or dad or caretaker trying to find something that they can enjoy because of the effect of chemo. But that is just reality for families that are facing chemotherapy and all the other treatments that go along with cancer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's very costly. Because you're trying everything. You're trying everything under the sun. And then in addition, people bring you food to try and help you out. So you're just getting food from people. You're trying to buy takeout, trying to find anything. And at the end of the day, at one point, all he can really tolerate was just broth. And thankfully, we're past that point. But it was very difficult. And I think that's what made him appreciate food so much more. And seeing that it was healing, because I think food is like healing. It's a comfort, and he sees it the same way. So it's very therapeutic. It's very meaningful for him. And also to see, that's how he came up with chemo bites. We talked about it in the hospital. We should do something to show people, like, you know, foods that have a lot of extra flavor when you're going through chemo. Because he went through like a lasagna phase, a pizza phase, everything hot, like Frank's hot sauce on everything, and tapatio and Cholula sauce, everything. He, you know, but it's a nice way for him to release that stress, that emotional intensity that he thinks a lot. He's older, so you know, they analyze things and they think, and he does go through a lot emotionally. So it's a nice outlet for him.
I had a period of time when I was in the seventh grade where I spent a while in the hospital and then had to go to home health for 6 months, couldn't go to school. And when I was stuck in the hospital, when I was home, the little snacks that people would bring, the cards that people would write. And I had a deep appreciation for that time period in my life when I saw the kindness of so many people. I was just a kid that needed encouragement during that time.
Yes, yes, that is so true. Little acts, random acts of kindness, just it's validating when people think of you. It makes you feel so nice.
Absolutely. And I want Stephen to feel validated by coming on my show. I want him to feel validated by people watching his chemo bites and joining up with his Instagram and seeing him grow as a young man. And again, his birthday is August the 2nd, so we're excited about him turning 13 years old. I know you are, Mama.
Oh, yeah.
It's an exciting time, a teenager.
Yeah, that's that. He was diagnosed on his birthday, so it's a big deal.
Wow.
It's his last year in treatment, his first year as a teenager, and his third year cancerversary. So it's bittersweet.
I understand.
It's bittersweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell listeners right now how they can follow Stephen's journey.
Oh, absolutely. So you can find him on Instagram as Stephen the Cancer Crusher. I do have a Facebook for him as well. And we are thinking about doing a YouTube. I'm not too tech savvy, but we're trying. So trying to figure it out. But yeah, just on Instagram, Stephen the Cancer Crusher, all one word. Hopefully people will watch because he really likes cooking. He's a natural because he just watches and he just follows and he puts his own spin on things. And he's funny. It's like I tell him, whatever platform you have, being that you're going through what you're going through, the fact that he wants to be a voice, because normally it's parents, it's us that we're speaking for our kids are younger, but he's a little man of his own.
Yes.
I support him in everything he does. I'm always with him. I oversee his account. Whatever ideas he has, we support him. When he wants to do blood drives, we support him. He actually is going to be inducted into the Fresenius Kabi Hall of Fame for blood drives because his blood drives have been so successful.
Oh, wow.
And they just had a photo shoot last weekend. Well, this past Saturday. So we're really excited because he's done a lot of blood drives and we've coordinated them from the hospital. So it just goes to show, like I tell him, you know, we can choose our direction. We can choose how we're going to go. We can't let our situation keep us stuck and not moving. We can't just lay down here and feel sorry for ourselves. The mindset that we have now is going to affect us for the rest of our life, every decision that we make. And I've tried really hard to show him that positivity goes a long way. And I think he sees that, and he sees that he has that platform and he wants to be a voice and he wants to bring that awareness and he wants to raise the bar. He wants that 4% to be 50, 60, 70.
The American Childhood Cancer Organization certainly saw his passion and shared his cooking video, shared chemo bites with me because I saw it on Instagram. And so he is sending a positive message and it is getting noticed.
We're very happy that we can do that. And like I tell him, maybe we may not see change right at this very moment, but maybe a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, it's the compound effect. Everything you do right now, it's going to have an effect 10 years down the road. And so I'm just trying to keep him positive and keep him going, you know, for the entire family as well.
Hey, Stephen.
Hello.
Again, happy birthday, buddy. I wish you a great day on Sunday. Hope it's the best ever.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and kind of uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker
and Gimpton,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Mm-hmm. Something good today.